Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It is that. The Power Meeting.
Yo, the här är The Power Meeting Podcast.
What up?
Fuck jag med. Inspelad framför en live-publik. Ni hör det på applåderna. Woo! Låt inte katten gå på tangentbordet, för han älskar att gå på tangentbordet. Okay. Och vet du vad? Den här, vi har en kattunge här i studion där vi
I'm
spelar in.
I'm gonna teach some discipline today.
Ja, för ibland när vi kollar på film från datorn och den är uppe liksom uppslagen bredvid tvn, han kommer åt alltså de där F15, F3, de här som bara, nu är allting är på lettiska helt plötsligt på datorn. Alltså hur gick det här till? Hur
always
kunde du?
Ja, yeah.
Med hans lilla kitten paws alltså. Men han
are y'all making an effort to show attention to the...
Ja, till den andra katten. Cat? Alltså det är så kul förresten, jag heter Peter Smith.
John Rollins.
Och vi har inte med oss Amat. Han är hemma på Daddy Duties. Amat har precis fått sin andra son.
Yes, sir! Congratulations.
Stor mazel tov. Yes. Alltså, att få en healthy baby är det största som finns. Alltså.
Yeah, man.
Så bra gjort. I lite samma veva. Hon är inte på med sladdarna, katten. Så har vi köpt en kattunge. Och... jag gör ju liksom light-versionen av barn. Förstår du? Det är en viss disciplinering här.
You notice I roll my eyes every time you try to compare.
Det må vara, men det är den närmaste versionen jag kommer nu. Det är en disciplinering. Man vill inte disciplinera dem för de är så söta också, förstår du? Men samtidigt, den kan hålla på och fucka runt för mycket. Och det här som du sa, vi spenderar medvetet mer tid med den äldre katten nu.
Yeah.
Klappar, den får lite extra tonfisk. Yeah. Alltså du vet, för att den inte ska känna sig cast out liksom verkligen. Yeah. Eller ersatt. Trots att vi köpte en yngre katt för att den andra kommer croak. Alltså förmodligen snart. Alltså vi vet inte. Den är ganska gammal. Ja. Så jag menar, de här måste överlappa varandra lite.
Yeah.
Ja.
With discipline, man, that's a thing that I thought was going to be the furthest between us.
Okay.
Between me and Sandra.
Aha, okay.
I find it, I think kids here spoiled as fuck. Uh-huh. But I don't want to have it like I was.
Nah.
Over-disciplined. I thought, it didn't match what I needed.
Uh-huh.
They overcompensated just because my mom used the excuse of I don't want him to be rolling in the emergency room.
Rolling so, in the emergency.
Like she worked in a trauma center and kids come in shot all the time.
Så om du inte var hårt hållen så var hon rädd att du skulle liksom end up on the streets.
But she just instilled fear in all of us and slight hatred sometimes. You know what I mean?
Fear, shame and hatred.
That's just what I needed as a developing child. But we reconciled all that stuff. But now as a parent, I'm
really
trying to figure
like
out.
Really sounds like you'd have, huh?
Now as a parent, I'm trying to think about this stuff, but I think discipline is important.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I think that sometimes you have to hear no.
Uh-huh.
And I know some people is completely against that concept.
Oh, nah,
but
fuck that.
I think we're preparing children for life.
Uh-huh.
And in life, once you become an adult, you don't want your first no to come as an adult.
Oh, nah.
So you need that first no to be, can I have a kitten.
Oh, precis.
Instead of do I get a raise or whatever, or can I, you know, I don't know. So I just feel like it's important. It's a tool that they need to learn as well. But, you know, I'm not going to beat them over the head
and
stuff. But like today, I had to, and some people might not like this, but I had to like hold my daughter down and brush her teeth.
Okay.
She refused to brush her teeth.
Uh-huh.
And I was almost scared to tell Sandra about it.
Huh.
Because it's a horrible feeling as the parent. Because my mom, when she spanked me, she'd be like, this hurts me more than you. And I was like, bitch, please. but
have you been spanked?
Yeah. So I'm brushing her teeth and she's hating it and she's screaming. But she had the opportunity to brush her own teeth. She chose not to. And then I was like, let me brush it. But mommy's not here. I gotta brush your teeth, or you brush your teeth. And she was like, Bash, no, Bash is not going to brush your teeth. It's either me or you. Who's going to do it? And then she was just like, nobody. And I was like, all right. And then I had to hold her and brush her teeth, and it sucked. And then I hugged her afterwards and told her, you know, that it's important, hygiene, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to, like, prepare myself to explain to Sandra what I just did. So she came home from her exercise.
And you were like, something happened.
Yeah. Allie was on the pot peeing, and she was like, "Mommy, you know, it just happened not too long before." So I was like, "What's wrong, baby?" You know,
och hon fyller år idag. Du bara, "Oh fuck, I don't want to put this on you."
So I'm just like, "All right." I said, "Man, we had a little tiff." She's like, "What happened?" I was like, "I had to hold her down to brush her teeth," and she's like, "I did last night too."
Oof.
And I was like, "Ha." We're on the same wavelength with this. I'm so glad. Cause like I said, I feel like we're far apart as far as the importance of that. But
jag tänker mycket, bara för att barn liksom är på horisonten nu för mig. Jag tänker väldigt mycket på parenting, på vad som kommer vara challenges, på skräckscenarion. För mig är det en sån sak, alltså barn som bara skriker. Alltså du vet, förstår, som skriker och inte vill. De är som man liksom får lyfta upp och ta därifrån, och som kanske också strugglar för att ta sig loss, förstår du? Det här att behöva hålla fast ett barn, typ för att de inte ska skada sig själva. Alltså du vet, nästan det här ohämmade bottenlösa skriket, och hur man typ hanterar det liksom. För att jag vet att mina föräldrar behövde inte deala med det här, för att varken jag eller min syster var så här liksom. Så jag vet ingenting från dem i att säga, men så här gjorde vi typ, eller du vet, något sånt. Så men jag tror att det är bättre att kanske run through några skräckscenarion i huvudet och vara lite mer beredd på dem, och sen också förhoppningsvis bli positivt överraskad, snarare än att tänka att uff, what could go wrong, och sen får man typ ett kolikbarn liksom.
So we had, I don't know if she had colic, but she was screaming like she did.
Men det var när hon var en bebis, eller hur?
Yeah.
Jag pratar om alltså en sexåring som inte vill, förstår du? Den som jag bara...
Is that still college? That's just liksom, like, I don't know.
Det är den.
I can't imagine it. I feel like if
heller.
You get to six, that means you were doing it at five.
Nej, men det är den. Alltså, jag tror inte heller, och jag tror att min typ rätt uppfostran och så vidare. Men att det kan vara ändå någonting i huvudet, förstår du?
I think it would have to be a disability of something.
Alltså, det dyker upp, du vet, något sånt. Men jag är lite rädd. Och för att ta det tillbaka till kattuppfostran. Vi är lite skilda, jag och min tjej. Hur ska vi säga? Jag gör the bad cop role oftare. Yeah. Liksom. Jag är framme med blomsprutan mer när han är och liksom håller på med elsladdar eller liknande. Vi kompletterar varandra också. Så. Berätta om ditt land.
I wanted to talk about the presidential election coming up soon. That's why we're doing this short episode. A big thing happened.
Joe Biden chose hans vicepresident.
Kamala Harris. First black woman ever on the ticket.
Jamaican
on a major
and
party ticket.
Indian, are they?
Yes, Jamaican, Indian. And that's a thing, a point of contention for some people. Is that something that they're pointing out that is problematic? It's not that some people are saying that she's not really black. She's not a descendant of slaves.
Well, Jamaicans kind of are, aren't
they? I don't know. The joke I used to hear is that they were the ones that got off the boat first. Broke free and swam to the
fuck bucket. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm getting off here, man.
But I don't know if I don't know the history of the people, uh-huh. but they're not considered. You know, of course they. But nobody ever looked. I mean, she went to a black HBCU, historically black college uh-huh. university. She pledged to a black sorority.
Uh-huh.
It's not like she ran away from her blackness her entire life and now is doing this.
Och Indien är inte, alltså, det är inte som att du är bara white European eller liksom white American yeah. och next step Indian. Alltså yeah. det är några steg yeah. däremellan. We got the French, you got the Italians, alltså du vet.
Yeah.
Och sen further down the line är Indian liksom. Så,
but my point, I didn't want to go into that part just yet.
Nej, men det är något som folk har pekat ut att så här, well, she's not black. Och vad spelar det för roll? Hade hon varit black, hade de ju bara, well, we can't have a black vice president.
Yes! It's like no matter what, and the problem is that the people that are doing it, this is not Republicans doing this.
Nej.
This is from the Democratic side. The
att de vill ha någon som är ännu mer en minoritet.
Who is it? Like, I don't know who they want.
Nej.
And they don't either. Because I don't know if that person exists. They just want to complain, and I see that here. As well, where people just don't have a solution, they just want to wait for you to give yours and then complain about it. And I hate that so much as somebody who tries to find solutions and tries to find to solve problems. When people just complain about whatever you came up with but don't have anything themselves to put forward, I hate it so much. I wanted her. I might have said it on this pod before. But she ran for president. And she was my choice of the candidates that we had.
Innan de valde Biden som deras.
Right.
Okay,
And she went at Biden. This is what people were saying, that Trump himself said that she was so nasty towards Biden, he's surprised that Biden picked her. And they're terrified over there. The Republicans are terrified because they don't know how to handle her. And she's a prosecutor by trade. That's what she did before. She was a prosecutor. She was an attorney general. And then now she's a senator. And the problem that people are saying, black folks are saying, is that because she was a prosecutor, she's been putting so many black people in jail.
Oof.
And it's like, do you want her to be bad at it?
Oh, verkligen.
I was like, do you want her to not be put? And then it's like, she put white people in jail too. She put Hispanics in jail too. Guess why?
Because
she's a prosecutor.
Precis.
It's like she was making your community safer, if you ask some people.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean?
The system is inherently bad anyway. Yes.
And I'd rather have somebody who looks like me making these decisions that can relate to me. You know, that's, I don't know. And when you break her record down, it's not as bad as people try to make it. As if she was like, there's one story that people talk about of her, about her. This guy who was found to be, he was convicted of rape, and then it got overturned, but she didn't want to recognize it. And I completely understand that. Uh-huh. But nobody's talking about this at all, about that. They're just saying...
You mean I've heard of their rape? Just
yeah, it's something that's notoriously gray zone-ish and slanted towards the man can get off in these cases a lot because it's hard to prove something like that. And it's just like, if it was a murder... And there was DNA evidence and then something like that came out and then she's trying to make sure he stays in jail. That's one thing. But rape and her being a woman means she might have most likely encountered some shit that makes her take it more personally. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's just... And I haven't heard anybody come to her defense in that way. It's just eating each other up and I hope it does not... I hope black people still come out. Because if black people come out, but they win.
Precis.
They take Trump out. And there's no way... If you're saying you don't like her and Biden, you think, as a black person especially, you think Trump is a better choice for you?
And if you don't know who to pick, Pence, you're not black.
You ain't black. I'll say it. I think she should come out and say it. She should come out and say it. There was a gaffe that my running mate made, and I would like to correct that and say for myself that if you don't know how to choose between Biden and Trump, then you ain't black.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jag bara såg några löpsedlar. De håller på att sabotera någonting hos USPS, alltså US Postal Service.
Yeah, I know about this. Yeah.
Saboterar...
Mail-in voting because of the coronavirus, which is America has a fourth of the cases in the world. And was one of the last countries to get it. So it's like, you should have been prepared. But, I don't know, you know, at least Trump's not putting black people in jail. I don't know.
Precis,
So anyway, they're saying that mail-in voting is a good option for people to decrease the amount of people congregating
Precis.
To vote. Because it's going to be a lot of people voting, and there's notoriously long lines.
Och nu pratar Trump om att han inte kommer typ godkänna ett sånt...
He's trying to block funding. They want $25 billion for the USPS. Sounds like a lot of money, but it's not in the grand scheme of things.
Precis.
The USPS is all over the country, and it would allow people... whom Trump himself votes in this way. He's a mail-in voter because he votes for out of state. So he has to mail in his vote for New York. So instead of everybody having the same opportunity as him, he wants to block it. And he has said that him blocking it makes it easier for him to win.
Wow.
He just straight up said it. And he's trying to do that.
Fucking ass.
So if... I want everybody, and my vote's for sale. If you really, really want me to vote for Biden, I got GoFundMe up. No, I'm just playing.
Vänta. Och sen tänkte jag så här, för sale, så tänkte jag för Trump också.
Yeah, I mean, hey, the highest bidder, man. I've got to get this money.
Dude, fucking quit work, huh?
Nah, I've already sent off my stuff to vote. I'm voting in Maryland.
Okay.
So the state that I vote for is going to go for Biden, but... I wish there was a way to vote for Florida because it's a very important state. So,
men
I'm very happy.
I Maryland typ, eller?
Huh?
Du är typ registered i Maryland.
Yeah, that's why I'm registered to vote because it's the last place.
Lyssna, fram tills det där datumet i november kommer jag till 100% vara inställd på att Trump vinner.
Yeah, I understand that.
För jag kan inte börja fira i förväg, alltså.
Yeah. And I hope everybody takes that same attitude and actually votes. The polling looks good for Biden right now, but fuck that. Still go and vote if you can. All the people that are hearing this that have American citizenship, take advantage of that and vote, man. Do your part, because we really have to get this guy out. You might want to see the empire fall. I think it falls if he stays in. I really think it's a wrap for U.S.
Come on, also.
If one other thing happened, like one other thing like this, he has no... And he's just fire. It's no continuity. It's horrible leadership.
Det senaste var skepp som åkte från, var det Iran till Venezuela med olja, blev omdirigerade att åka till USA istället av amerikansk marine. Och som retaliation så tog Iran över något skepp som typ skulle till USA.
Are we pirates now?
Nej, men alltså... Det är crazy. Så jag menar, det här är fortfarande bubblar. Förra veckan pratade vi inte om explosionen i Libanon. Vi liksom lämnade det helt utanför.
Yeah, I thought about that too. Yeah.
Jag går på det efteråt. Och det är för att även nu, de här sakerna fortsätter. 2020 snowball håller fortfarande på, du vet, att hända. Yeah. Och det här är helt omöjligt att ta in. Det var inte att vi bara, just det, grejen i Libanon, vi tar inte upp det på podden. Right. Det var inte liksom ett medvetet val. Yeah. Det var att vi höll på att prata och sen bara, just det, vänta, ännu en katastrof hände och man typ inte registrerar. Alltså, du vet.
Yeah. And another thing, Trump tried to say that it was an attack. He called it an attack for like a few days after it happened. He kept calling it an attack.
Aha, och medans någon bara sa it was an accident.
They kept saying it's not, and he kept saying, I don't know. My people are telling, and nobody's telling him this. This dude is trying to make, he's grasping at straws now to try to make a conflict to get people. Det.
Så att han kan vara kvar som en wartime president.
Yeah, because when that happens, it's very unlikely that they change. Like people will just feel like, hey, we can't make a change right now. And he's trying so much. And instead of just taking an epidemic seriously, he would have had a way bigger chance. But now he's looking at polls and he's terrified now. And
he's, när du säger empire fall, vad tror du, alltså inbördeskrig? Är vad som skulle hända, eller?
Yeah, and like the world turning their back on America.
Det skulle kunna
vara. Like they're like, fuck it. Like we don't, they're realizing now.
Det mesta produceras i Kina ändå.
Yeah. It's like people gonna realize I'm not dealing with this guy anymore.
I don't need Coca-Cola. I can drink Pepsi. I don't know if they can do shit on land.
I just feel like it's not gonna be. Nobody's gonna want to work with him. People are gonna just get. He's only helping the rich when you deal with the with all the budgeting and even the money they gave out. I did get a stimulus package though. But the money they gave out. Besides that, they were helping companies first. They gave money to companies first, and that money didn't get down to anybody.
Det där var de där extra pengarna för corona, eller?
Yeah,
eller,
just det, exactly.
Det är sjukt ändå att det är helt rätt och bra att du får det i ett annat land också. Men,
That's because I'm a disabled veteran.
Det också. Mentally disabled.
And he held those up so he could make sure his signature's on it.
Vad menar du?
They were going to send them out. They were like, the people need this money. He was like, whoa, my name's not on it. When they get this check, they need to see Donald Trump at the bottom. So they had to bring him back, get his stamp, his signature on each one.
Wow.
And then send it out. So he delayed the money to make sure his name was on it.
So do you have to Donald Trump's?
Yeah, the signature's at the bottom. Donald J. Trump.
Wow. They would have framed it.
Fuck it. I wipe my ass with it. And I don't even wipe my ass anymore.
Nej, men exakt. Fucking, turn it into water or wash it with it. Nej, men alltså frame it inte i admiration, förstår du? Men det där kan vara värt pengar ändå.
No,
så.
It's not. Fuck that guy.
Vadå? Hade du haft Hitlers autograf så är jag säker på att du hade kunnat sälja det på auction idag.
Maybe. But Trump's signature is all over a lot of shit.
Ja, det är för sig sant också.
Yeah, but this was our little quick hitter for y'all while we're
hörni, på fredag,
short-handed.
På fredag kommer ett fullmatat Patreon-avsnitt. Gör så här, gå in på patreon.com/powerminipodcast, signa upp från $1 i månaden. Det är alltså 11-12 kronor efter med skatt eller någonting sånt. 12 kronor i månaden så får ni ett extra avsnitt i veckan. Och mer grejer, gå in på patreon.com/powerminipodcast för att kolla vad exakt som kommer och hur ni gör det. Fett med värt det. På fredag kommer ett full längds avsnitt i alla fall för alla patrons. Vad har du lyssnat på?
I went back, man. Mint Condition is a R&B band.
Okay.
From the 90s. And they had a song called Pretty Brown Eyes.
Pretty Brown Eyes.
And it's a great song. So that's my song of this episode. Pretty Brown Eyes by Mint Condition. Your time is always taken. I keep seeing you out alone. Listen to love. The heart is pounding with
Alright, jag vill höra Green Onions med Booker T and the MGs. Har använts i många filmer, bland annat i filmen Legend med Tom Hardy, där han spelar ett tvillingpar som var gangsters i London på typ 60-talet. Den här filmen är jättebra. Och kanske aldrig sett en film där en person spelar två roller så här bra. Han är verkligen två skilda personer. Fucking Tom Hardy. När han vill...
Oh, I've heard about it.
Ja, när han vill så är han riktigt bra. Green Onions med, vad jag nu sa, Booker T and the MGs.
Booker T, man. Every time I think about Booker T, I think about the wrestler that it's, accidentally said nigga.
Hey. We're coming for you, nigga.
Yeah, he's like
holding his head up. Fuck.
Oh, man.
He almost said fuck after. Yeah. Fuck shit.
God fuck. Damn it. Like, he got Tourette's. And does the T in Booker T stand for Tourette's?
Exakt, Booker Tourette's. Då så. Hörrni, vi är tillbaka på fredag. Patreon, yeah. Sign up.
Peace. Yeah, man. Peace.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.